بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the series this Ramadan of Know Your Allah, we are discussing the name Allah. Yesterday we explained that if every drop in the ocean has to turn to ink, and if every tree has to turn to a pen, we will never complete writing the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We also mentioned yesterday that none can see or comprehend Allah, but Allah can see everyone and comprehend everything. Further, we discussed yesterday, when a slave stretches his hands towards Allah, Allah feels embarrassed to turn that slave away empty-handed. One other point that I forgot to mention yesterday is Allah feels shy to punish a man who's gone gray because he exhausted his youth in the state of Iman and Islam. We also mentioned that Allah is loving and Allah wants to forgive. He is Tawwab, He is Afu, He is Ghaffar. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah says, I want to forgive you. I'm just waiting for you to take some initiative in terms of repentance. And we concluded with the story of Bishr Hafi, the drunkard who picked up a paper that was lying on the road with the name of Allah. He perfumed it and he showed it respect. And he saw in a dream, Allah said, you elevated my name, I will elevate your name in this world as well as in the after. From a drunkard, he became a sage and a saint. Now we take the discussion further, still on the name Allah. How does Allah treat his slaves? Those slaves of Allah who leave that which is prohibited for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will grant them in place of that which they gave up something far superior. So when you face temptation, remind yourself, if I give this up for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will grant me something far better. Those who remember Allah verbally and in action, consciously and in terms of articulation, then Allah will bless them with His company. Subhanallah, imagine having the company of Allah in this world as well as in the after. Those who are grateful to Allah, Allah will bless them with more bounties, with more favors, with more blessings. Those who are obedient to Allah, Allah will grant them honor in this world as well as in the afterlife. Look at the mercy of Allah. Those who are disobedient to Allah, Allah does not allow them to become despondent of His mercy. Allah says, make tawbah. Even though you committed a wrong, an entire lifetime of sin, make tawbah, your tawbah will make you my beloved. And if you don't make tawbah, I'll still be merciful to you. I'll put you in difficulty, I'll afflict you with an hardship, and then you'll have to bear it patiently, and that will expiate your sins, and you'll still become my beloved. Another quality of Allah is Allah is appreciative. You do one good deed, Allah multiplies the reward between 10 and 700. You do one sin, it remains one sin. And then two, for that sin, if you make tawbatan nasuha, a sincere tawbah, Allah will substitute the sin with the reward of a good deed that you never carried out in the first place. That's the mercy and the appreciation of Allah. It is the name of Allah that keeps this universe in existence. Before the universe was created, the name of Allah was established. After the universe will come to an end, the name of Allah will remain established. The heart and the soul of this entire universe in which we exist, it revolves around the establishment of the name Allah. It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Qiyamah will not come, meaning the end of time will not come, meaning this world will not come to an end as long as there is one person that remains who takes the name Allah, Allah, Allah. Think about this. Every time we take the name of Allah, whether in the form of dhikr, whether in salah, whether we're reading Quran, we are playing our part in keeping this world and the universe existing. Because as long as there is one person, it is only when there is no one, when Allah has uplifted all of the believers, and there is no one to say this glorious, exalted name, Allah, then and then only will Qiyamah take place. So again, I encourage you, as you take the name of Allah, let there be feeling, let there be love. Our Creator is a creator of love. The name Allah exudes love. You know, when you tell the child, you just take the mother's name and you can see the response from the heart of the child, because that name resonates with love. A believer ought to become such that when you take the name or you hear the name Allah, or you see the name written Allah, the love needs to come outpouring It needs to pour out onto your tongue, into your limbs, into every fiber of your existence.